Let's finish the subject that we started on tonight, shall we? We started discussing the flesh. Some people say we shouldn't glorify the flesh. I don't know what they want us to do with it. Maybe they want us to treat it like the Hindus do, and sit on nails and walk on coals of fire and torment it and abuse it, so it won't be glorified. God's Word says you're not to abuse it. It is the temple of the Holy Ghost. If you ask me, that's pretty much glorification. If Jesus decided to glorify your flesh by making it his temple, that's quite a bit of glorification, huh? That's glorifying you more than some of these damn empty church buildings, where he wouldn't go if he could possibly help it. But, oh, you shouldn't dress like you hippies do, though. That's exposing too much of the flesh and glorifying the flesh. If you ask me, with some people, it's humbling the flesh. And I'll just tell you something. Some of these people that have those sanctimonious, pious, self-righteous, hypocritical attitudes about nudity ought to try it sometime and see how proud it makes you. It is one of the most humbling experiences of your life. It is an absolute total mortification of the flesh. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. You remember the vision I told you of in Huntington Beach? The underground church? There they were, down underneath, like the catacombs of Rome. Everything was ablaze with a light, brilliant light. Upstairs in the system, all was dark. Down in the underground church, everything was blazing with white light. And my mother was my guide, taking me on this tour. Here were all these young people and hippies and long hairs and beardies and weirdy beardies standing and sitting around, everybody busy, running around, and all, everybody seemed to be very busy working and energetic and everything. And everybody stark naked. I said, Mother, why are they all naked? She says we have no false pretenses, sham, or hypocrisy down here. Nothing is hidden here. All things shall be revealed. Aren't there a few scriptures along that line? That day nothing shall be hidden, all things shall be revealed. Does this shock you? If it does, then you're too systematic. You're still bound by the old system, still bound. You're bound by the flesh, and bound by convention, and bound by the traditions of man, and bound by the devil, and bound by sinful attitudes. Now, we have to be cautious, because all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. And if eating of meat causes my brother to stumble, I'll eat no meat as long as the world lasts. That doesn't mean I'm never going to eat meat at all. I'm just not going to eat it where it's going to cause my brother to stumble, that's all. We're looking at things God's way. Not as man seeth. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. You're still going to have flesh with you in the life to come, but a new kind of flesh. Flesh and bone. But it's going to be totally pure. It's going to be supernatural. It's going to be miraculous. It's going to be powerful and wonderful. Praise God. If you have Jesus Christ and you are saved, born again, be a part of that bride to have that kind of flesh. Do you believe that? So fleshly that he can even sit down then after he was resurrected and eat fish and drink wine. I don't know that he was hungry, but he could eat if he wanted to. Think of that. You're going to have a body that can eat. When the angels visited Abraham, they sat down and ate with him. Well, aren't you glad you're free? From all those damnable, inhibiting, fearful traditions and conventions and bondage of the old system. So-called Christianity. Damnable churchianity. God is free. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty! Praise God. I'm not ashamed of the body God gave me. And I hope you're not either. We just have to be careful and watch out about the people who are ashamed because of their systematic indoctrination and their system reflexes and their system brainwashing, which has made them a damnable creature of the system. Some of you are still having a hard time getting over it. Some of these things crop up in me every once in a while. I revert to that thought pattern and I have a reaction that was conditioned by the system. Every now and then something happens, little tiny things. I was taught that this is the way you're supposed to do it. But it took me years to find out that the Bible didn't say so. And I made a whole list of the traditions and conventions and customs of the church, but I couldn't find a word of scripture to substantiate. Nothing but the traditions of men by which they had made the law of God of none effect. Jesus said so.
Is there any sex in the millennium?
Well, it speaks of children there.
You said you'd be like the angels of God.
That's one thing. Of course, you realize they're going to be natural flesh and blood people in the millennium as well, who survive the wrath of God at the end of the tribulation. Because who else are we going to rule over? We will be as the angels of God. They won't be. There's a lot of things we don't know, and don't try to think you can find out everything and understand everything. A lot of things you're going to have to do like dear old Buddy Robinson. He lists very badly. He used to say, "The love of God which passeth mine understanding and lands right down in my heart. Anything I can't understand, I just wrap it up in a little bundle of faith and I tuck it away until someday God explains it to me." Well, now you've heard of a few more of my opinions, and some of them I believe I can pretty well substantiate by the scripture, but not to the convincing of some, because he that is convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. There are some people you can't convince because their mind is made up and they don't want to be confused with the scriptures or the facts. No matter how much scripture you can pile on that side that sounds like what you're talking about. Some things we can be dogmatic about, like salvation and Jesus. And a lot of things we can be very dogmatic about that are very clear and very specific in the scripture. But some of these things we've been discussing tonight, about what kind of a body you're going to have in the resurrection, will you be able to have sex, will there be children born, and all these things which we can't so clearly prove and can't get quite so dogmatic about. There seem to be scriptures on both sides, and you just take your choice. As long as you're saved, love Jesus, love to witness, get souls saved, and try to get everybody you can into the heavenly city, and love God and love one another, and believe in the method and the message that God has given us in his word for his revolution, then if you don't agree with me on some of my pet doctrines, that's up to you. You don't have to agree. I've disagreed with some people I love all my life. We just agree to disagree. But personally, I think you'll find that some of these things will help you solve problems and are solutions which are better than the problem. Oh, you mean Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air? God's chariot that he rolls around in with his throne on it? His space platform? His flying saucer? The little big wheel runs by grace and the little one runs by the faith of God. Or that old song. Well, I don't understand that thing, brother. All I know is exactly what it says. It sounds like that God's throne rides around on it. So it's obviously mobile, and it contains God's throne, so apparently that's his vehicle. Whatever it is, that's how he travels. Then any visible or physical manifestation. Praise God. Probably Jesus. Amen.
Pretty simple. No man has seen God at any time, but Isaiah and Amos both saw God.
And Moses and a few other people too. God has means of manifesting himself in what the theologians call a theophany or a God body or a visible, physical, or apparitional or material representation of God. This is why in Jesus dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He hath seen me, hath seen the Father. In other words, that's as close as God could come to showing you what he was like, is by creating his son Jesus, so you know what God is like. He's like Jesus. Praise God. One of the most beautiful illustrations is the 7th chapter of Daniel, where the Son of Man is brought before the Ancient of Days. Jesus is brought into the presence of the Father, showing there are two distinct personalities within the so-called Godhead. I believe in just what the Bible says. There is God the Father, there is Jesus his Son, and there is the Holy Spirit. There's no such word as Trinity in the Bible, but it talks a plenty about God the Father and about Jesus his Son and about the Holy Spirit. Thank God for his word, amen. Now you can see you've only scratched the surface. It's just the beginning. You'll never study enough of God's word if you live to be 1,000. So, eat it up. I did find thy words and I did eat them. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise God. Study his word. I think these things we've been talking about may help you with a few answers, especially in witnessing to people who fire these questions at you and who don't like the standard Orthodox church interpretation of these things. Well, thank God we're not bound by these traditions of men. We're not bound by any doctrines of an absolute eternal hell equal for everybody who's lost. We go by the word of God. Praise God. So get yourself brainwashed of all these old traditions and all these old conventions which make the law of God of none effect. And get yourself delivered in liberty of the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for thy liberty. Thank you, Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the truth of thy word, Lord. Thank you for the liberty of thy word, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for freedom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for freedom of the Spirit. Praise thy precious name. Thank you, Lord, for then that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. We'll know then. You'll know all the answers then. Praise the Lord. So if you can't figure it all out now, don't worry about it. Just wait till we see Jesus. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face all sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There's one sure thing you can know. God is going to do the right thing. He's going to do the just thing, the loving thing, the merciful thing. You can trust God to do the right thing. You can't perceive these things with your natural understanding. This Holy Spirit has to reveal them to you. God almost every day reveals something new to me that I never saw before. I never understood before. I've been there all the time. Been right here all the time, but I never got the point before until the Holy Spirit opened my mind and explained it. So thank God for His Spirit. Amen. You can't expect to understand all these things or to see all these things. It's beyond your imagination. But if the Holy Spirit reveals them to you, that's wonderful. And He's given us a lot of revelations. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Well, you know what God is doing? Heaven is now colonizing earth. Well, you know all these old movies and TV shows and stuff you used to see about the invaders and these guys who for some reason or other had to leave some other part of heaven and they had to colonize the earth. There's nothing that man has dreamed up yet, but what somewhere, there's some reason why even the devil has imitated it and is counterfeiting it and giving these ideas. I'll tell you right now, that's exactly what's happening. There's an invasion going on from outer space through the Spirit of God in you, captivating the hearts of men and colonizing the earth. Praise God. We are fifth columnists. We are infiltrators. We are subversives. We are moving in to take over. We're tuning in to God and His Spirit. We're turning on to His Word. And we're just about to take over. Praise God. We've dropped out of the system. Well, that's a good slogan. Tune in. Turn on. Drop out of the damn system and take over. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, I tell you, this is so wonderful. The Lord is so good. I hate to quit. It's hard for me to quit because as long as you stay here, the Lord will keep on talking to you and revealing things. But the Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak, and we've got to consider the flesh a little bit. If that's glorification of the flesh, I'm sorry, we'll have to glorify it a little bit. It hasn't been glorified enough yet that it can go without sleep. Thank you, Lord, for all these confirmations of Thy Word and the things we've been discussing. Thank you, Jesus, for Thy precious children, Lord. The faithfulness of Thy Holy Spirit, Lord, the wonderfulness of Thy Word. Thank you, Lord, that Thy mysteries are without number and without end, Lord. Marvelous, 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 Lord. All the things that Thou hast created. Help us not to be ashamed of any of them, Lord. Help us not to condemn any of them. Help us, Lord, to accept what Thou hast made and to be thankful that every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, as we colonize this earth with the heavenly kingdom, Lord, to be faithful, Lord Jesus. Bless us and keep us and continue to provide and protect, Lord, and give rest and strength for all of our labors. Have Thy way in all these things. Lead and guide us in every step, Lord. Keep us in the center of Thy will. Help us, Lord, that we may, during these few days that we're going to have here together, be prepared for the things that are to come, Lord, and the colonization, the spreading, and the evangelization of the world as we colonize this world with Thy kingdom. We really ask for and expect Thy kingdom to come on earth. It's here already, Lord. It's right here in our hearts already. The kingdom of God is within you. We thank you, Lord, that this is a sample right here of Thy kingdom. A sample of heaven on earth. A colony from outer space. Thank you, Lord, for these spacemen that sit here before me. Thy spacemen, Lord. From that heavenly space platform, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that by Thy Spirit Thou hast inspired them and created them and filled them and saved them and are using them, Lord, to colonize this earth and bring about Thy kingdom upon earth. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.